the National Medical Council is doing at the by the end of TB, whatever year is it, they are going to end the curriculum also. So that's a bad part on the, I mean, from Indian side, we have so much burden of tuberculosis, and we have the specialty dedicated for TB control, MD respiratory medicine, and TB and respiratory diseases. I think they are on a flow of developing, I mean, ending that that respiratory medicine MD and going for a DM pulmonary medicine at par with the cardiology, nephrology, gastroenterology, and all the stuff. So the core people or doctors who are managing the TB program, we will be missing in the future. Like, we have a lot of underdiagnosed, or there is still the population which is getting away from this diagnosis and treatment of tuberculosis, what I feel. So we have to get into the community level and get out of them, even if they don't have the symptoms. You have told 42% were missed, might have been missed if the X-ray screening was not done in people who were not having the symptoms. So that's an eye-opener for our way to look into the early diagnosis and I mean, treatment part of tuberculosis. If Indians can reach moon, okay, why can't we reach into the communities with whatever modalities you are talking about, the TrueNAT, battery operated TrueNAT, can be taken into the camps and then screen the people, and that can diagnose tuberculosis. So I 100% are in favor of getting more and more community based testing modalities, so that even the primary care people or health sectors can manage tuberculosis in a very efficient and cost friendly manner.
Hello, welcome friends to this another episode of NTB Dialogues 90 for 90 Global Voices series. Today we have amongst us a very noted chest physician and a doctor who has really been instrumental in so many happenings in a country which is home to the highest burden of tuberculosis, India. Dr. Renes Davis Khizake Pidika is the president of Association of Pulmonologists in Thrissur, professor and head of pulmonary medicine, and vice principal of Ammala Institute of Medical Sciences in Thrissur in Kerala state of India. And more importantly, he's part of the organizing committee of the National Conference of TB Association of India called NATCON, which is going to open in about 2 weeks in Thrissur in Kerala, which will bring home several experts on TB and chest diseases from around the world, but of course from India, but of course a lot of people will be there from other countries as well. So welcome, Dr. Renes, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Yeah.
Good afternoon. So Dr. Renes, you know, given your illustrious career in terms of, you know, the academic work which you have done, the research work which you have done, the clinical work which you have done, you know, in terms of medical education work which you have been doing in terms of not only the upcoming NATCON, but also so many other BroncoCon and so many other forums, not only in Thrissur, Kerala, but nationwide and internationally. So, Doctor, so we'd like to have your insights, sir. What has went well and what could have gone better in terms of, you know, fighting this ancient disease of TB?
Yeah, thank you. That's a good question from Bobby's side. Basically, if you compartmentalize to academic, clinic, and research, what I feel is for academic part, the National Medical Council is doing by the end of TB, whatever year is it, they are going to end the curriculum also. So that's a bad part on the, I mean, from Indian side, we have so much burden of tuberculosis, and we have the specialty dedicated for TB control, MD respiratory medicine, and TB and respiratory diseases. I think they are on a flow of developing, I mean, ending that respiratory medicine MD and going for a DM pulmonary medicine at par with the cardiology, nephrology, gastroenterology, and all the stuff. So the core people or doctors who are managing the TB program, we will be missing in the future. So before fighting against tuberculosis, we have to fight against this move of we do have DM here at our center, but still what I see is there is requisite for MD respiratory and the TB managing physicians. So and also the medical undergraduates, they are not learning much about tuberculosis as in previous years, because they are in their curriculum the hours of teaching about the TB has reduced to 1 hour. In a career of 4.5 years, they are going to hear TB only 1 hour in theory sessions. Probably they may be having the clinical materials at their own place, but I mean the patients in the wards, but the main theory part is only 1 or 2 hours, and that we have to teach the who has got the pulmonary specialty or respiratory specialty degrees. So only 2 hours are dedicated for this respiratory or TB physicians for taking classes for undergraduates, MBBS people. So that also has to be relooked in a way, like controlling tuberculosis, we need good basis of the knowledge about, it's not only the academic side, the social interaction, from the community level, politician level, or any levels which we think about ending the tuberculosis. That budding should happen from the undergraduates, medical students onwards. So that has to be relooked, what I feel. From the clinical point of view, the government is doing very good work. The TB Association of India is doing their the best to control tuberculosis, but the burden is too much. We have a lot of underdiagnosed, or there is still the population which is getting away from this diagnosis and treatment of tuberculosis, what I feel. So we have to get into the community level and get out of them, even if they don't have the symptoms. So from the clinical point of view, what we feel is the main obstacles are one, there are three obstacles, out of which first one is the MDR tuberculosis, multi-drug resistant tuberculosis, where the rifamycin and INH, our old good drugs, are not acting on them. And the second obstacle is the latent tuberculosis, where whenever if you are going to enter TB, there will be a lot of contacts which in the Indian population which may harbor the infection but may not the disease. So if they are more in numbers, then TB is never going to end. Whenever the people get some immunosuppression due to some viral infection or diabetes or alcohol or sleep deprivation or nutritional deficiencies, or these all they are all prone to from infection to disease if this latent tuberculosis people are moving around. So that has to be that is the main the second the area where we have to look into and manage, I mean the diagnose them and manage them. And we should have a good recommendations or guidelines to put forward for physicians managing tuberculosis. And then the third obstacle will be the extra pulmonary tuberculosis. We all are talking about the pulmonary tuberculosis. It's okay. They expectorate, they cough around, they are more contagious, they transmit the disease all over. But the extra pulmonary, they are silent, but they are also silent killers, if you see from the tuberculosis side, because they may not be in the pulmonary or lungs. It may be in the pleura with the pleural effusion, or maybe in the renal system, taking knocking out the kidneys, or maybe in GI tract, getting perforation of the colon or later, or they are all with the complications. So the cardiac pericarditis or chronic the cardiac failure. This all happens with the tuberculosis, and we are not diagnosing them in the earlier stage. So that also has to be looked into when we manage or we try to end the tuberculosis. And from the research point of view, we are all infant. I know we are all infants in the research when we compare with the Western people, especially the in a where we have more of TB patients. Our research is too poor when we compare with the Western people. They have less patients, but they do more research and they come out with good results and recommendations. But we Indians or Chinese people, there is a lot of the other developing nations where we have a lot of burden of tuberculosis. Our research is very in the back front. So that has to be moved forward for better control of tuberculosis. That's my take, Bobby.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Rennes, for such a, you know, important overview of different aspects of the fight against TB. So let's get more insights of you, sir, as diagnose, you know, when we talk about early and accurate diagnosis of TB. But in terms of walking the talk on that, many high TB burden countries need to do a lot more. For example, WHO highest level initiative had called on all governments to replace microscopy, which underperforms in diagnosing TB, with the molecular tests in 2018, and it had to be done by 2027. So if you look at globally, more than half of patient TB people with TB get diagnosed with microscopy. Still, in India, I think it is 33% are using molecular tests. Now we have molecular tests which are lab independent, battery operated, Indian made, WHO recommended, and point of care. Not only like TrueNet, for example, which is not only being used in India, the largest used one, but also in several other countries. But we really need to roll it out. This is what we believe, to find all cases of TB. You made a very important point that we should not only be looking for four symptoms of TB. The government's national TB surveillance survey 2019 to 2021 said that 42.7%, if I remember correctly, patients would have been missed if they had not used an X-ray as a screening tool. So sir, can you, how can we find all TB? Because that is such a critical entry gate to TB care pathway, but also very critical entry gate to break the chain of infection transmission and also to do upfront DST if we use the latest technologies recommended by WHO, or bring them closer to the people and communities. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, that's an eye opener. The percentages, right, as you have told, 42% were missed, might have been missed if the X-ray screening was not done in people who were not having the symptoms. So that's an eye opener for our way to look into the early diagnosis and treatment part of tuberculosis. If Indians can reach moon, okay, why can't we reach into the communities with whatever modalities you are talking about, the TrueNet, battery operated TrueNet, can be taken into the camps and then screen the people, and that can diagnose tuberculosis. We have the community, the government based cartridge based nuclear acid amplification test, but they're all saturated with the number of tests they do. They will be keeping one CPNAT machine, and then they can screen only 2 hourly, and may take up 2 or 4. So how much they can run? So Indians have to come up with more and more machines which can diagnose tuberculosis very early. Microscope basically it is becoming a primitive mode of diagnosis, but it diagnoses the cases from the simple as that with the sputum sample. But with the evolution, we have to come up with more diagnostic modalities which are more community friendly, or doctors or medical persons get into the community and catch them as like catching the fish. You catch them early, even with or without symptoms, and then treat the people at the community-based level. So that gives a good hold on ending the tuberculosis. So I 100% are in favor of getting more and more community-based testing modalities, So that even the primary care people or health sectors can manage tuberculosis in a very efficient and cost-friendly manner. That's all. It's a need of time, I will tell, like all this molecular test and all the stuff. And that's why I tell you the research is not going upfront in India. So we have to come up with more researchers on this tuberculosis diagnosis as well as on treatment, because we have a lot of clinical materials. We have a lot of people with pulmonary and extrapulmonary tuberculosis. Most of the extrapulmonary tuberculosis can be managed with all these secondary or tertiary care centers, where we do have more equipped instruments, like thoracoscopy to get the pleural biopsies, or the renal biopsies, or any other high front like PET CT or CT scan. All this can be considered in the secondary or tertiary level. But in a primary health care center, or in if you go into the communities, the CTB, which is coming, like we are getting from Serum Institute of India, where initially the Mando test or tuberculin test was done to know about the infection, whether there is infection in you and me. And it gives a clue, like the person may be having disease. So then we can get into the second step. So that same way for a community, we are coming up with the CTB, which is another subcutaneous test where we can come to know about the infection in that individual. Similar way, we can do in a lot of people at one center. And a similar way, the TrueNAT machines or CBNAT machines, battery operated ones, what you were talking about, all this has to be got into the community level or public level. And then we have to make a program to diagnose and keep, I mean, more and more the early diagnosis of the tuberculosis patients at the earliest and treat them. If you are looking at the NTB program of 25.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Dr. Nilesh. Very important points, and let us hope that happens, because ending TB is not just a public health imperative, but also is a human rights imperative. It's a preventable and curable disease. So, Dr. Nilesh, you raised another very important issue about extrapulmonary TB. Perhaps that also gets often, missed, if I can
Miss
say. So, what more can be done, sir?
Bobby, even if you are not a medical person, you are talking with knowledge, because you have read this subject and more than a medical student who is passing out the MBBS degree. That's what I tell you. We have to educate the people about this disease in the community level. And the people all know about only pulmonary tuberculosis, but there is a 25% or 30% people with extrapulmonary going in the com I mean in the living with our community. So to diagnose it earlier, it all depends on the specialty wise in a tertiary care center. What equipments or what tools they have to diagnose it from their armamentarium, or what all tools they have to diagnose this tuberculosis. It depends on the specialty. Like as you have told, if it's genitourinary, the urology department should be equipped with their diagnostic modalities. And if it's gynecology, again, the way they take the biopsies or the scopies they do, and then a gastroenterology, they should come up with a diagnosis early enough, for which they should have some basic or more knowledge about this tuberculosis prevailing in as extrapulmonary in our community. They all should be educated. All the specialties should be educated about the tuberculosis if we really want to end TB by 2025. Because that's why I told you, like the main obstacles will be drug-resistant tuberculosis, latent tuberculosis, and this extrapulmonary. So if we this pulmonary only the pulmonary physicians or the community medicine people who are managing tuberculosis, or the government health workers who are managing tuberculosis may have to extend their knowledge to other specialty doctors to get out all this extrapulmonary tuberculosis with the best tool they have in their hands. In HIV, basically, the as you know, like their immunity is too low. They most of them get into tuberculosis, but mostly extrapulmonary is more common in them. So they are the target population where we have to get out the symptoms of all the organs when it starts in them, and then they have to be referred to a tertiary care center for early diagnosis. Otherwise, it's difficult to manage or diagnose extrapulmonary tuberculosis from a primary healthcare point of view. So they have to get out the symptoms at the earliest when they are on heart treatment or highly active antiretroviral treatment. If they have some symptoms, as you have told, like cough, shortness of breath, or low-grade fever, or something happening, then obviously they have to take an X-ray or then get the sputum for examination. But it all depends on the CD4, CD8 count in their blood, which will protect them against all these the diseases. Where this extrapulmonary is predominating in HIV. So we have to be, all the specialty doctors have to be very vigilant in diagnosing this extrapulmonary tuberculosis at the earliest and treat them.
Yeah, thank you so much for mentioning that. Let us hope that happens as well. Thanks a lot, Dr. NS. I know we are taking a lot of your time despite your busy schedule and also the upcoming conference, NatCon. So before we wrap up, sir, any final thoughts and also your message for the upcoming NatCon as one of the key organizers?
First of all, I welcome all you all people for NatCon. I told you, we need you. It's not like you are supposed to come. Yeah, we need your help. You are the media persons. We need the politicians. We need the community health workers. We need all the medias to curtail this disease or to contain this disease. Because it's not, I sit in my clinic and manage tuberculosis. It won't be nationwide. I am doing a crime. I have to get all you people into this conference and get educated and do what you can to stop this disease. Then only it's a good teamwork rather than an individual work. So as a part of, I am work the workshop for this conference. At workshops, it's at a different the hospitals, Amala, Jubilee, and Government Medical College hospitals. 10 workshops are conducted. We include related to tuberculosis also, maybe ultrasound, maybe workshop, maybe this pulmonary function test workshop, maybe bronchoscopy and interventional pulmonology, the critical care, all this, what we can do for tuberculosis. So all these workshops being conducted at three different colleges on 2nd Feb. And Dr. Davis Paul and Dr. Judo, chairman, and the extend their regards to you all, and to 3rd and 4th, and I think we need you all at the site. For you people, no registration, no nothing. Okay, we will be providing you all help and all the, what you call, hospitality from our side, what we can.
Thank you so much, Dr. NS. Let us hope that more and more media and communication people also go on site, as well as so many other important medical experts, politicians, and other, as you rightly said, all other stakeholders, become one team in this fight against TB. Thanks a lot, sir, for sharing your insights, not only on finding all TB, but also treatments and extra drug resistance, which is drug resistance for anti-TB, but also antimicrobial resistance generally is a very important major public health threat, which is so avoidable if we use medicines, with appropriately and responsibly. So also thanks a lot, Dr. Dennis, for sharing your insights on latent tuberculosis, which is often so very missed. And unless we really put these different pieces together and act upon what you have just said, it will be the battle against tuberculosis is really a difficult one. So really hope that what you have shared, becomes a reality in terms of actions as well, not only in India but also other countries. So with these words, sir, we're looking forward to the upcoming NatCon and look forward to seeing you. All the very best from all of us for successful organizing of the NatCon. Thanks a lot, Dr. Dennis, for speaking with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby, part of your media interview. I extend a warm welcome to all you and your team at Hyatt Trichur once more. Thank you very much.